Come on, let's pray together. Father in heaven, again, we thank you for the blessed assurance that accompanies this moment. We thank you for the foretaste of glory divine. We thank you for the peace that now brings understanding. We thank you for the shepherd's arm that is around us. We thank you for the voice that is so sweetly now in our ears. The calm that assures us that it shall go well for us. And I thank you for the power of preaching. The manner in which, Lord, you use me to help them to help us. Thank you, Lord. It is a simple thing we say. All the majesty and glory that you are. It seems so insignificant to simply say thank you. But Lord, you know it's heartfelt. And it is indeed, Lord, the thing we should do. Give thanks unto the Lord. Those were the instructions that the writer gave. And they mean so much to us. We can only imagine what it means to you to hear your children say thank you. Bless the preaching time. God changed lives in this room today. And not just temporal, but Lord, from here to eternity. Let us never be the same. If we can change the way we think, we can change the way we live. And God, we've come today to live better. In the name of Jesus. The redeemed of the Lord say amen. 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 And amen. Come on, put your hands together. Let's lift up a praise to God. This ain't for the pastor. This ain't for the deacons. This is for God. I said, let's lift up a praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Who is so worthy, so awesome, so marvelous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Y'all up. Bible bearers, I know you got your book, got your word with you, got your smartphone, your tablet, iPad, AirPad, Nexus, Kindle, smoke signal. Second Peter, chapter 1. And I want to read a couple of verses through in there. Well, it's more than a couple of verses. I really want to read it as the setup for these few minutes that we'll share together. I don't want to trouble you too long. I know that the business at hand is important business. But I want to share this with you from 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want to begin at verse 1. I have a New Living Translation Bible, so if you have a different version pulled up on your device, may read a little different, but we're going to come to the same conclusion. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have. Faith given to us by Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, who makes us right with God. May God bless you with his special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our Lord, our God and Lord, better and better. As we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive his own glory and goodness. And by that same mighty power, he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in his divine nature. So make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. Then your faith will produce a life of moral excellence. A life of moral excellence leads to knowing God better. Knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patient endurance. And patient endurance leads to godliness. Godliness leads to love for other Christians. And finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop these virtues are blind, or at least very short-sighted. They have already forgotten, and God has cleansed them from their old life of sin. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into eternal kingdom, the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. You may be seated. Your adorable selves. Ushers, take your leisure. God bless you. Thank you. Again, all over this room, God is speaking to us. I wish y'all would have heard me. All over this room, God is speaking to us. The question initially is, are you listening? When I was a little younger, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, I was her favorite. And in her eyes, I couldn't do no wrong. Lord, I wish she was still living. She vouched for me. But she'd always say, she used to call me Michael Lou. I don't know where that part came from. But she'd say, Michael Lou, are you listening? She was very adamant about us hearing, paying attention, she'd say. And she had a habit of whenever she was getting ready to say something that she felt was of importance, she said, y'all better pay attention long through here. And I don't know what long through here really was, but I know she meant what she was saying. And I've come to testify that it sure enough made a difference when I listened. She would say to me sometime, y'all just hard-headed. And you know, old folk got a saying for everything. And you know, and I bet y'all know this one, that a hard head, y'all said it, I didn't. Miss Davis, they said that. Amen. And so it is. We've come from Resurrection Week and Holy Week and celebrating God and I walked away from those series of services with some concerns of my own as to the listening church. And I prayed and I asked God, I asked God, why don't we realize that it's really, absolutely, positively all about you? I felt embarrassed for the church. Night after night, and as we gathered in each of those churches, and I preached a sermon, I believe it was in 2007, on Palm Sunday, and the title of that sermon was, "The Crowds Don't Come Out Like They Used To." And that's how I felt, Jesse, all week long. I kept asking myself, what's happening to the church? I mean, what's wrong? What else can God do to make us do better? I mean, if we won't worship Him, but yet we'll take everything He gives us without qualm. And in fact, we would even suggest that heaven owes us even some more. And so I thought about it, and I said, Etta, I'd go home and work on something. See if I couldn't get the church to come clean. Now, most church folk don't like no come clean preaching. Amen. Brothers, y'all might have came on the wrong Sunday. It's come clean Sunday, you know. But I'm telling you now that what Peter says makes all the sense in the world to me. God has given us everything we need. Nudge your neighbor and tell him, you know you got it like that. See, somebody sitting next to you, I know that's right. Then you ought to live like that. You got everything. You got everything. You sitting around here whining and complaining about nothing. Stuff you complaining about ain't going to make no difference. And some of us, be honest with you, some of us look like the more God give us, the less we give back to Him. You have got it made. Yes, sir. And every time somebody thinks about the goodness of the Lord, there ought to be a shout go up toward heaven. Heaven ought never have a silent moment. Janet Jackson said, "What have you done for me lately?" The answer is everything. Everything. Paul says, I'm going to run long. Paul says to Timothy, he said, you know, Timothy, if you want to be a good minister of the gospel, if you want to be true to your calling, let me advise you of something that is critically important and crucial to your development. You brought nothing into this world. Nudge your neighbor and say, yep, that's... You brought nothing into this world. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. And that's everybody. Pastor brought nothing. Deacons brought nothing. Trustees brought nothing. Ushers brought nothing. Choir, nothing. Everybody in here started at zero. And before you fold your arms and protest my preaching, look at what you got now. Look at how far you've come. Look at what God has done in your life. You have gained more than you should ever complain about. You got it going on up in here. You brought nothing. Nothing. And here's what I need you to understand. Your mama didn't give it to you. Your daddy didn't give it to you.
Nobody gave it to you but God. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, he hath blessed you. Like them little fat Campbell soup girls say, good. God been right busy with some of y'all. Yes, sir. Some of y'all have overtime blessings. You're driving better than you ever drove before. You're dressing sharper than you ever dressed before. God has taken you to another level. And shame on us for not worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Look at us. I told the Christian Academy this morning, Sister LaQuisha, we was packed up in here last Sunday. And the Holy Ghost told me, just go back next Sunday. And look at us. There should never be an empty seat in God's house. And some of y'all saying amen are the reason why sometimes there have been empty seats. Y'all don't like me now. You brought nothing to the game. Some of us remember Jess. See if they don't look at me funny when I say this. Some of us remember them bring your own to the parties. You remember? Don't act like y'all ain't been no parties. And if you didn't get invited because you don't know how to act. Knock them people's stuff over last time. No, you're going to come back. No, you broke our stuff. Listen. You remember when we were rather confident about bringing what we wanted to the party. We kind of knew and so you felt like you contributed because you brought something. And some of y'all had the audacity to bring what you brought and then monitor how it get used. Let's not look at nobody along through here. Some of y'all having flashbacks. You know, some people bring cheap and then try to drink expensive. I know what y'all thinking. Yeah, I know. But he says, listen, you have been given everything. You didn't bring nothing. God is using y'all in capacities. Some of y'all got jobs with titles on your door and people have to call you Mr. and Mrs. and all that kind of stuff. Some of you all have married good and some of you have divorced as better, you know, and as well and better. And some of us have come from places that we would be embarrassed to tell folk we come from because of where we are now. But you can't sit up in God's house acting snooty and all sophisticated like you can't remember. You have gained. You off the charts. I've been by some of y'all's job and I've been by some of y'all's house. God's been good to y'all. Good to us. Yeah. Yeah. And so, what are you talking about, Rev? What's the thrust of the matter? What are you so upset? I'm not upset. I'm preaching. Preaching sometimes sound like the preacher's upset. But I'm not upset. I would tell you what I am. But Miss Davis' birthday was the other day. And my gift to her is to cut back for one Sunday. I'm kind of frustrated with us. And we can get over this right quick and in a hurry if we'll do right by God. That's all I'm really going to try to get to, if we just do right by God. So what are you saying, Pastor? Look at them and say, neighbor. What Pastor is saying is that I'm gaining because he's giving. pastor. I'm sorry. That's what I'm preaching about. It's right there in the verse. The verse says this, and because he has given us great and precious promises. That's the only reason, listen, ain't no different from up here to where you at. I'm just like you. Only reason I'm gaining, the only reason is because he's giving. And the only reason I'm still living is because he's still giving. I'm just trying to help you to understand something. You better stop playing with God, who's always serious with you. You blessed. It's your pretty self. You blessed. Listen to me. The mere fact that some of us still remember who we are is because God blessed us with our right mind. Some of the stuff we smoked and drank and injected and huffed and puffed, it's the one that you got a brain cell that's survivable. That's because the Bible said, I've got plans for you. Plans to prosper. Plans that include life that overcomes death. Look at your neighbor and say, I know he got me now. Because I should be standing up right now shouting, I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave, but God gave me favor. Woke me up this morning, slapped me on my behind and said, get going. You got some living to do. Look at them and say, you don't know me like I used to be. Some of y'all want to sit here now and excuse yourself like you've always been so wonderful. Let me tell you what the Bible says about you. All have sinned. All. And don't make me call your name. Because I know some stuff about some of y'all. Only reason you gained it. Because he's still giving. Only reason. And you ain't no better than nobody. All us jacked up. You owe God. Some of us ought to never stop shouting. Some of us ought to be shouting all the time. Our hallelujahs ought to be on repeat. He said, listen, you ain't got nothing to complain about. Nothing. I'm sorry, Mrs. Scott. Nothing. You have nothing wherewith to complain of. Thou hast been blessed tremendously. Hallelujah. You sit up in here on Sunday when you come. And give like you give when you give. You got the audacity to call yourself a child of God? Oh, my Lord. You owe him. And you need to start settling up pretty quickly here. Because no man knows the day, not an hour. And Jesus said, don't let me come back and catch you with your works undone. All right, 7 of y'all caught that one. Let me throw another one at you. Man does not live. Let me preach for myself for a minute. I needed y'all a couple of minutes ago and y'all sitting there looking funny. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And you know what he's saying? Every time I talk, somebody ought to be there to hear me. Every time I open my door, there ought to be a bum rush to get in. And hear what I'm saying. Because you're not going to be able to go before him and say, I ain't hear you say that. Bible said by the foolishness of preaching. I'm just trying to help y'all. He says, you have everything because I gave it to you. And here's what I love about God. He said, listen, I don't give anybody no more than I give anybody else. Look at your name and say, neighbor, you ain't no better than me. You ain't got no more than me. All of us about broke. Don't get your next paycheck and see what happens. All of us about broke. All of us on a fixed income. All of us are depending on the next gracious act of God. And if God don't do it, it ain't gonna happen. Sitting here talking about, I work for mine. I get mine. You ain't got nothing without God. Well, he go fussing. He ain't fussing. They're talking loud. That's all. Here it is. He said, listen, you ought to be living the high life. He said, you ought to be way up yonder where when folk look up, they see the light of God. That's you. He said, because anybody with any sense ain't gonna take no light and hide it. They gonna put it up there where folk can see it. If there's anything I know about folk, we sure likes to be seen. Especially when we laying it on. When we got it fried, dyed, and thrown to the side. We likes to be seen. You know, God has made you an advertisement. Yeah, that's what you are. Bible says, and men will see and glorify your Father. Tell your neighbor, have they seen you lately? Oh, that's an ask your neighbor. I'm sorry. That should have been grammatically incorrect there. Please excuse me. Ask your neighbor, have they seen you lately? Oh, you think because you live in a certain zip code or because you work in a certain place or because you're in a certain situation, you shouldn't be seen? Oh, so you wait until your ship come in. Then you gonna go back to church. Are you waiting till things settle down? Oh, when you win the lottery, you gonna come and tithe then. Let me tell you something I've come to learn about folk who don't have, and when they get, they don't give. Because we're so busy, reimbursing and compensating ourselves. You've heard it before. Folks say, shoot, it's about time. I deserve it. I'm gonna do something for me. But God is still giving you everything. So he says, well, let's see. We're about done. We'll be done here. Give me a few minutes. You have a God who loves you. He said that. He said, and we know this. We know this. And you know this. We have a God who leads us. And we know this. Everybody knows Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not, you know, we know that. We know that we have a God who listens to us. This is always interesting to me about God. Because he says he hears and answers our prayers, but I'm concerned that we don't listen to him. Edda, that's what we call twisting the preaching. They didn't like that part. You liked it, I could tell. You know what I'm saying? God says, if you listen to me, I will change your whole life. It's that simple. The Bible says, when you hear his voice, don't get stubborn, snooty. Say yes. And he said, there will be no excuse. that you can't say I didn't talk to you. Remember the man that suffers in hell when the torment comes. He says, listen, would you please allow him to go back and brief my family members? He said, no, they got the preachers. Ain't nobody leaving from down here to go tell nobody nothing. Because everybody that get here earned their way here. Let me tell you something that I've come to learn, and I'm going to tell you right now. Just like we are trying to earn our way to heaven, some folk earn their way to hell. You're going to get just what you deserve because you worked on it. Boy, y'all sure don't like me right along through here. Yeah, you earned that. Nobody ain't going to accidentally end up in hell. Ain't nobody going to look at you and say, what you doing down here? You earn it. By being disobedient. By being divisive. Yeah. Undisciplined. I don't preach. I'm going to tell me. I don't need a preacher. I'm going to need a preacher when I die. Won't be me. I have the first right of refusal. Yeah. You wouldn't let me preach to you when you were living. Don't be sinning for me. Aunt Josephine had in her will, and when she dies, she wants you to do her funeral. Consider it done. I'm not preaching to the dead. You know why? Jesus says, let the dead bury the dead. That's gospel. And then you have a God who has said to you, when you hear my voice, don't get stubborn. Look around this room. I call it defiance. I call it undisciplined. People have fallen out of love with God. And the evidence is clear. Let me show you a picture and I'll be done. People you love, you always want to be with them. How many of y'all remember being in love? I mean, deep off up in it. Crazy kind of love. Crazy. Drunk and love. Yeah. How many of y'all remember that? Come on, real high. Let me see if I can get y'all to heaven. You remember that going to work was an inconvenience because you couldn't be with them? You remember doing housework was inconvenient? Listen, some of us were so in love, we lost weight. Because we didn't want to eat. We didn't want to be. Y'all, come on now. I'm talking about that kind of crazy love. When all you could think about was like Tony Braxton, I love me some him. And my girl, nothing you can say can. Them songs back then were telling the truth. And see, now you say you love God, but you can do without him. You got to be with him. Listen, when I was in love, I didn't go to work. I didn't hardly eat. And what I ate, we shared. You know, I made excuses because I was in love. I know every sister in here now saying, you know, Reverend, y'all change with time. We do. We get lazy. But the point of the matter is, how can you say you love God and you don't want to be with him? I love church. I just don't like some of that stuff that happened with church. Amen. I love church. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be in love with church till I die. Because I love God, who is church. But it's some of that stuff church people do. How can you say you love God? And these brothers drove down from Concord. I saw it on the car. I think that's cool. Yeah, you know, that's, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know, you know, one, we got a guest from New Darrington today. That's cool. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm churching everywhere I go. Amen. In every city, I cannot remember the last Sunday I wasn't worshiping in somebody's church. And I didn't have to be preaching. Sometimes I wish I would, but you know. But I'm saying, because of his glory, you gotta love him for that. Because of his kindness, you gotta love him for that. Because of his forgiveness and mercy and tenderness and compassion, you gotta love him for that. You're still gaining. And so the summary argument is, what's up? I mean, that's not a good theological intro to the summary, but I just put down, what's up? When I came out this morning, I looked, I said, what's up? When we do ministry on Wednesday evening for prayer, I find myself saying, what's up? Bible study on Thursday, I find myself saying, what's up? So that's what I want to ask you. I keep asking me and can't come up with an answer. Maybe I should ask y'all. You got to have that face when you do that too. What's up? How can you gain so much and risk losing it all? Because you don't realize what you have. Listen to me, beloved of God. You are gaining every day. We sing that old song, you know, about gaining new heights. I'm gaining every day. You know, I mean, that's a good one. But the reality is we missing something here. Can I get to the end of it for you? I mean, it's quarter till. I don't know what it is, but it's something. The Bible says that the Lord is God, and he should be worshiped as God. I can't understand it. How do we not respond to a loving and saving God by doing his will? I am convinced that there's so much more to being a Christian than many of us understand. And listen, I'm done. I put my note right here. I'm not saying that you can't get sick and have to stay home. Good medical people, and I think some of y'all got a little medical background and stuff. Good medical people say that when you're sick, you ought to stay away from other folk. And I appreciate that. You know, don't be sneezing, wiping your nose to my good morning, Reverend. Did you wash that right there? Oh, Reverend, that ain't gonna do it. Cause you've been doing that all day. It's just more germs right there. Find a new spot. There you go. That's okay. Come on. I'm not saying you can't have something happen in your life that shakes you to your core. And it's hard to go to church. I applaud you, Ernestine. I have seen folk bury somebody on Saturday and don't go worship God on Sunday. But I knew you was going to be here. I mean, I know stuff happens. But he's God. And if there's anything that I can recommend to you, I recommend God. Because every promise will be delivered. Every probability will run its course. The Bible said that he is not a man that he should lie. Everything God said he would do in your life, he's going to do it. And Grandma was right. You may have to wait on him. He may not come immediately. But if you just hold fast, I know that God will make a way somehow. I know that God is going to keep every promise. No devil in hell can stop him. You just got to keep on trusting and believing. You got to stay at the foot of the cross because your God is an awesome God. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is beyond His reach. Nothing cannot be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you can be saved. And you're still gaining. I know you said to yourself, well, Reverend, you don't understand. The Bible said, listen, we all go through the same stuff. Reverend, you don't know my story. Well, tell it. Let me see if I can't help you recognize that at every pitfall, every setback, every heartache, every disappointment, God was right there. You didn't make it because you came up with an idea or because you were smart or bright. You made it because He made you make it. That's why you're still here. That's why you're still here. That's why you're still here. You live in the high life. Oh, yes, you are. You got it going on. Just like that. You ought to praise Him and give Him all of the honor and all of the glory. And you ought not be skipping out on God. Let me tell you something. Let me slide to my last little note here. You have the potential to be an honored vessel. Yeah, you. You don't have to be the preacher, deacon, trustee. You just be you. Not your neighbor, Tim. Just be you. Yeah. Most of y'all are doing a pretty good job of being you. Can't be nobody else. But you have the potential. Why? Because the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. That's all you got to do. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. You're not there yet. Just keep on believing. You haven't overcome yet. Just keep on believing. You haven't met the right one yet. Just keep on believing. You still got problems. Keep on believing. You're still not quite where you want to be and can't get away from where you don't want to be, but keep on believing. Why? Because God said. That's my ending argument. You don't remember anything else that I said. Just remember God said. Just remember that God said you are a royal priesthood. Just remember that God said you're a chosen generation. Just remember that God said that you're the head and not the tail. Just remember that God said that you're the lender and not the borrower. Just remember that God said, I'll pick you up and turn you around. Just remember that God said He'd be your bridge over your troubled waters. Just remember that God said that He would lift you up out of the muck and the mire. That He would put running in your feet and clapping in your hand. Just remember that God said that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Am I right about it? Does anybody remember when God said that He would let you live and not die? Does anybody remember when God said, rise and shine and give me some glory? Does anybody remember when God said that everything was going to be all right? Do you remember when God said, run on and see what the end shall be? Do you remember when God said, I'm coming back?
days. Anybody remember when God said, I'm going to lay down my life because they can't take it? Anybody remember when God said, I will rise? And didn't he rise? Didn't he fix it for you? Didn't he turn it around? Didn't he pick you up? Didn't he heal your body? Didn't he kiss you? Didn't he hug you? Didn't he love you? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? I remember that day when he called my name. Anybody remember when he called your name? Aren't you glad that he called you? Aren't you glad? Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Say yeah. Do you remember Mary's little baby, the rose of Sharon? Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Won't he do it? Did he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Look at your name and say, neighbor, I may not have everything I want, but I got what I need. I may not be where some folk are, but I'm on my way. I may not have, I may not know, but thanks be unto God. There's a time called after a while, by and by. There's a time called due season, and my due season is on its way. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, it's on the way. I can feel my change coming. I can feel my help coming. It's on the way. It's on the way. Can you wait on it just a little while longer? There's another time called by and by. It's on the way. It's after a while. It's on the way. It's almost. It's on the way. It's not yet. It's probably. It's maybe. It's I think so. But in name of my God, it's on the way. Say, neighbor, neighbor, wait on him. 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 And God will. I said, and God will. I said, and God will. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. But God will. God will. God will. God will. Look at one more name. Say, neighbor, I know you like me. I know you my friend. But God will. I know you want to help me. I know you've been praying for me, but God will. God will. God will. God will. God will. God will. You gaining. You can't see it yet, but you gaining. Old things are still passing away. Oh, you gaining. You're going to be all right. Amen. You're going to be all right. You might be frustrated right now. You and the pastor both, y'all just frustrated. But you gaining. Look at another name and say, it ain't what it looked like. No, this ain't it. The best is yet to come. It's going to get gooder and gooder. Yes, it is. It's going to get better. It's got to get better. Why? Because the Bible says daily he loadeth us with benefits. Every day God is busting a move in your life. Look at one more name. Say, neighbor, I'm having a pretty good day. But check on me tomorrow. God gonna bust a move. How many know God gonna bust a move? God's gonna do it. One more time. I'm going to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, do it one more time. How many know he'll do it? Yeah. You'd be amazed how many folk didn't raise their hand. I better check the house one more time. Can I do a heat check? I said, how many of you know? Wait a minute. Maybe that ain't it. Put your hand. How many of y'all just believe that God going to do it? Oh, look at here. I hear my aunt probably may saying, sooky now. Amen. I don't know what that means, but it sound all right. It don't sound like cussing. It sound all right. God gonna do it.
You know what? I'm going to go home today and make that my closing prayer tonight. God, just do it. I'm going to take a snapshot in my mind of all y'all right now. And I'm going to just ask God to do it. Better yet, I'm going to use my electronic device. And I'm going to take y'all picture. And when I go home tonight, I'm going to say, Lord, all the people in this picture. Everybody say cheese. All right. Cheese. Some of y'all don't photograph very well. Let me see, I got to get Audrey. I got to get Stacy. Jonathan. Melvin. Now my device has this little thing where you can flip it around and take your own picture. What do you mean malfunction? Oh, I'm just kidding. Ain't nothing wrong with this. Amen. So I'm going to be praying. I'm going to take my photographic memory and couple it with my electronic device and say, Lord, see these folk right here? And I'm going to do it like church folk do. I'm going to lay my hands on it. I'm going to say, God, they want you to do it. I'm going to say, Lord, they're going to go to bed tonight early. So they'll be fresh and ready. Because they waiting on you to do it. And God, when they wake up in the morning, can I say morning? When they wake up in the morning, Lord, bust a move. Lord, do something unusual. They've been waiting on some stuff to break through. They've been waiting on somebody to get healed. They've been waiting on a phone call from that prospective employer. They've been waiting on approval. They've been waiting on a prescription. They've been waiting on an x-ray. They've been waiting on a phone call. And God, because you promised that they would keep on gaining, just do it. And I'm going to save me for last. Because there's an old song they sing that says, when you start passing out blessings, just have one for me. So after y'all done about emptied the thing, I'm going to take the residuals. If God ain't got nothing but grinds left, I'm going to count it all joy. Because I'm going to say, Lord, I prefer them over me. How many know every now and then you need to prefer somebody over you? How many know every now and then you need to tell your neighbor and say, listen, my cup is full, but my saucer is yours for the taking. How many know every now and then you need to look into your own inventory and say, I'm at overflow. And call your neighbors and say, neighbor, rather than waste it, I want to bless you and your family. I want your children to get these shoes. I want your husband to have this way. You got to be able to bless because you've been blessed. Let's stand on our feet. We got to go. I know y'all ready to go. I'm ready for you to go. Can't hang around with y'all all day long. I start running out of church. The other me start coming out. Miss Davis knows him. She met him. But I want you to know that you're gaining. Because he's still giving. God has not run out of giving. I had a note in there that talks about the Philippian understanding when Paul says, you know, and I know that my God shall supply all. See, you still gaining. You listen, you ain't got all of it yet. Just say, not yet. See, that ain't even everybody. Some of y'all don't know how to church yourself. You know, that isn't that a song that sings, says, encourage yourself? You know, sometimes you have to encourage. Yeah. All right, that's enough of it. I didn't ask y'all for that much help. Y'all don't know that part either, do you? Me neither. That's why I start when I start. Because I know my limits. But that's what you have to do. And so you can keep playing, though. But the fact of the matter is, You got to stop doubting that you're gaining. Some of y'all just in a holding pattern. You're just in a holding, but you're going to come in. You can't stay in a holding pattern. How many know God will not leave you in a holding pattern forever? He won't do it. No, sir. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for a miracle. She said, you've been waiting, but it's your turn now. Nudge your neighbor and say, I believe it's your turn. In fact, neighbor, you can go in front of me this time. Because I'm all right for another few minutes. How many know that some of us can wait longer than others of us? And if you can tarry a little while longer, maybe you'll let your neighbor go in front of you today. Say, look like you're in a hurry. Go ahead, I'm all right. Amen. You're gaining. You're going to be all right. You have just a few more weary days. Just a few more miles to go. And I can assure you, based on the promises of a loving, can't lie God, that you're on the list. You've got carte blanche. You're approved. If you're standing here today and you've not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, don't leave today without the promise. The promise? Yes, the promise. That whosoever will, he'll take them. The promise that you can come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The promise that I will not leave this work undone, that I would that no man would perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of saving grace and tender mercies. How many of you love those tender mercies? Oh, my Lord. When I thought the Lord was going to be done with me, he said, oh, I'm not done yet. I know you messed up, but I got some more stuff for you. I still got a little bit left. And if you're here today and you've not accepted him as the Lord and Savior of your life, you ought to come. Because he remembers every promise spoken is a promise kept. The doors of our church are open for Christian discipleship to be reinstated. The doors of our church are open that you would be in right relationship before the close of the day. Don't let the sun go down without Jesus. In all of my life, there is nothing greater than what I have with Jesus. I love my children. I love my mom and I love my family. I love my wife. I love y'all. But ain't nothing top Jesus. I know y'all all right. I ain't nothing gonna top Jesus. Cause you know what? Y'all gonna leave me. Y'all gonna change up on me. Soon as football season come, some of y'all going to change up on me. Deacon Campbell ain't going to treat me the same when Washington get on the field. He ain't going to treat me the same. I know it ain't going to happen. Melvin don't treat me the same on the golf course. He's trying to beat me. Y'all going to change on me. But that's all right. The Lord going to stay the same. I know. That's how y'all is. Nudge your neighbor and say, people sure act funny. Yeah. But the Lord will stay the same. So if you're here, I know y'all ready to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. This is the last Sunday in the month of April. So let your closing celebration be, I got it right with God. Before it was too late. We're going to come back, the Lord say the same, on the first Sunday and celebrate all over again. We're going to come back on the first Thursday and celebrate all over again. But this is the last Sunday in the month of April. My Lord, look at us. It's April already. We done January, February, March,
We about to close the book on April. How many of y'all got some big plans for May? Amen. Nine of y'all, what rest of y'all going to do? Just follow the rest of us? Bible says man makes his plans, but God knows the way. So just trust the Lord. Amen. If you're here today and you want to give your life to Christ, I would invite you to come as we receive you with the rich welcome that is promised in heaven. Now you can receive the rich welcome here on earth as a prelude to what God is going to do in another day in your life. Would you come right now? If you don't have that desire, if you've already made your business straight with God and you just feel led to get closer, just say to yourself, you know, Pastor, I didn't realize until the moment of preaching that I am gaining. I'm doing all right. If you just want to bring God a thanksgiving offering and stand before him and say, Lord, I just want to say thank you because my mind was playing tricks on me. I didn't realize how much progress I had made. And I just want to stand before the Lord today as a light. Thank you, Sister Ada, just to let the Lord know that, Lord, I am grateful. I hadn't been praying like I should have been praying. I haven't been offering up my thanks like I should have been offering up my thanks. So God, today I'm going public. I want the world to know that I sure enough appreciate the fact that you kept me when I couldn't keep myself. You lifted me when I was down. You brought it back to me when they had taken it away. And I just want to say thank you. And maybe here today, just because somebody couldn't make it that you know and somebody that you know would love to be in church but were unable to be in church, would you like to come and stand for them today? Stand for their healing. Stand for their deliverance. Stand for their safeguarding. Stand for somebody who couldn't stand in this place today. And then you can go and tell them, listen, today I took faith moves. I took a faith move and stood today because I believed in you today for God's glory. I wanted to represent you today because I know that if you could have did it for yourself, you'd have been the first one up there. But because you're sick, my brother, my sister, because you're incapacitated, maybe you just didn't feel it today. Maybe your allergies were so bad today you just couldn't go out. But I wanted you to be represented in the kingdom today. So I went and stood up in front of the church. And not so they could see me, but that God would see me. And I had you on the balcony of my mind. I said, God, I'm up here for brother XYZ and sister XYZ. And God, I want you to know that I want you to love them. And I want you to heal them. I want you to deliver them. Because I know that's what they want you to do. And that's why I made my way. And God, to be honest with you, I kind of wanted something for myself. I'm willing to give them the front seat today, but I wanted to come up here just for me. Not because I need anything, but I just wanted to tell you thank you. And I wanted to walk and do a little faith walk, thank you. I thank you a lot of times in my little pew area, God, but today I just wanted to kind of come a little closer and say thank you. For my children, thank you for my family. Thank you for that little job that I complain about all the time. Thank you, Lord, for that old car that I said I want to get rid of. Thank you, Lord, for the house that seemed to have gotten smaller over the years. Thank you, Lord, for that old neighbor that get on my nerves. But I'm here to know that she gets on my nerves. Thank you, Lord, no preacher up there making me feel some kind of way, and then he brought me back to my realization that, ah, Lord, the old man write about it again. Thank you, Lord, for that old choir that sings your songs so beautifully. Thank you for that usher. She made me go to the left when I wanted to go to the right, but thank you, Lord, for that old praying deacon. Thank you, Lord, because I got so much to be thankful for. And Lord, in the last 45 minutes, I've had some time to think about it, and I realize that I am blessed. Lord, I got it going on, and I hadn't recognized that. And you let me live to the 27th day of March. And I thank you for reminding me Man, I got it made. I'm chilling, Lord. Yes, sir. Lord, there's so many things that I have forgotten that you've done. I'm gaining. My old life is just that. That's my old life. I'm new in Christ Jesus. Now, who wouldn't thank God for that? Amen. I'm all right. Amen. My neighbor ought to be proud to stand by me. Because I'm some kind of big deal in the kingdom. Yeah. When the angels see me, they say, look at that. With your bad self. Amen. You walk like you got it going on. You're standing tall. You ain't falling down like you used to. You're doing pretty good now. Amen. You singing in your spirit. If they could see me now. Some folk been calling your cell phone all morning trying to figure out where you at. You get back out there and check your messages. You're going to say, I was in church. They're going to say, what? And it ain't Easter no more. You say, oh, yeah, I went back. In fact, I made up my mind that I'm going to do a month of Sundays times 12. And they betting against you. Tell them, say, okay, put something on it. Because you're going to owe me. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet some folk that they can't make it. I think I'm going to do it. I got three people. I'm going to pick out three people. Amen. Some of y'all saying, Rem, don't pick me. Because I can't owe you no money. Amen. God bless you.
Listen.
You've heard of the tragedies that are making our news real presently. There are things that are happening all over this world. People are killing children and families are turning on families. And I know most of us who are athletic minded and keep up with basketball know what happened with the owner of the LA Clippers. It's crazy times we're living in. You know, folk who got money crazy too. And those kinds of racist statements just inflame a people. And then when we hear things about relationships and, you know, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, the whole church would say, we sure need to pray. And so I want you to take a few moments, take a recent headline and put it on the balcony of your mind. Take something that offended you or upset you or got a rise out of you. If you had to say to yourself when it happened, now what in the world is going on? Put that on the balcony of your mind. Maybe something happened in your family. And you say, you know, my family need to get itself together. Put that on the balcony of your mind. Maybe something happened to you in the church. Put that on the balcony of your mind. Maybe everything in your life is just wonderful. Put that on the praise side of your mind. And tell God, Lord, I sure think it's been a good season. I've had 4, 5, 6 weeks. And everything that's been going my way to your glory. Praise him then. And I encourage you. Whose baby is that making that noise? Loose him and let him go. Give him what he wants. Let him have it. That's right. Thank you. The Bible said, let all the earth keep silent. Amen. But let's thank God for it. It's good. It's good. You're gaining. If you don't remember anything I said for the rest of this week till we get to come back, just keep reminding yourself that their preacher said, I'm gaining. And spend the next few hours in retrospect. That's a big word for think about it. And watch you come to the conclusion that, you know what? He right. There are big gains and there are little gains. There are obvious gains and there are not so obvious gains. But if I can tell you one thing, and I know you're ready to go, and you say, Reverend, how many one things you got? I got a few. But if I can tell you one more thing, to go with them other one more things I told you, let me tell you this. There's a covering on your life where God said, I'll never leave you and I won't forsake you. And I won't let the devil kill you. I will keep you in the midnight watches. I will keep you because I love you. And can't nobody say no to that. So he will. As you get ready to leave and go have dinner with your family and friends, as you get ready to go finish cooking, please remember, you're gaining. You're gaining. You don't see it all yet. And I'll tell you why you can't see it all, because it's just too much to see. Every time I turn around, God is blessing me. But another blessing. I done tripped over blessings. Amen. I done fell into blessings. Amen. I done found money while cleaning up and didn't want to clean up. And then said, I'm going to clean up some more. Amen. Don't tell me God can't do stuff. He don't have to tell you about it either. He either show me God. Amen. Stand still and see. Ooh, that's our God right there. I like it when God talks. He always say good stuff. Amen. God, our Father, we're so very thankful. All over this room, all around this room, this praying ground, from the farthest door to the nearest hand, we are saying thank you. Because you're doing stuff that I have not seen, the ear has not heard. God, you're doing stuff. Indescribable stuff. Stuff we can't put a name on. All we can say is, look at God. Even when we thought nothing was happening, something was happening. Sometimes, God, you had to hide it from us. You just wasn't ready yet. Sometimes, God, we had to go the long way to the promise because we were hard-headed and being difficult a long journey, but that don't mean you took away the promise. Just took us a little longer to get there. Why? Because when you put a promise in place, you're not going to take it away. Because the fact of the matter is, God, it's never been about us being worthy. It's about you being faithful. And we thank you for that. So all around this room, all around this praying ground, from the farthest door to the nearest hand, we're gaining. We're getting there, Lord. We're getting better. We're getting stronger. We're getting more faithful. We're becoming more consistent. We're gaining. And because the eye hath not seen and the ear hath not heard, and it has not entered into the hearts of any what you have in store, what you have planned, what you have already put into action for them who love you and understand that they've been called according to purpose. I got a reason for being here. And I thank you. I got a reason that I didn't die. There's a reason I didn't quit. There's a reason he healed me. There's a reason that I held on. I've been called according to purpose. And I ain't finished yet. I'm resting. I'm tired. But I ain't finished yet. This ain't my last chapter. This ain't my last verse. I'm not finished yet. I still got purpose. And I'm gaining. Songwriter said, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm gaining. God, for those who stood for someone else today, would you remind them to remind them that they're gaining? I know you've been sick for a while. You've been laid up for a while. You've been out of work for a while. Your bills are piling up for a while, but you're gaining. Don't you quit. Don't you sit over there like little Sally Walker, crying to the east, Sally, and crying to the west. Lift up your head. Lift up your gates. Be lifted up. And the King of glory shall come in. Let him in. Let him in. Let him in. Hallelujah. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. You got an appointment with all right. And don't you break it. You got an appointment with change. Don't you break it. You got an appointment with deliverance. Don't you miss it. Destiny is calling you. Run on. See what the end shall be. God bless your children. Put your arms around them. Walk them all the way to the car. And then, Lord, you drive. You get them where they need to be. And when they get home, Lord, you open the door. When they get to their place, they have dinner with their friends. Lord, you prepare the meal. Because when your hands are on it, it changes everything. And we trust you just like that. In the name of Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. Amen. And amen. Hug about five people. Squeeze them like they owe you some money and you can't tell them about it. Come on, squeeze them. Say, oh, bless your heart. And we'll see you again real soon. Get about four or five of them. Come on, squeeze them like you're trying to work out. Amen.